descendants of Judah, Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal, Reah, son of Shobal, was the father of Jahath, and Jahath was the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These were the clans of the Zorathites, these were the sons of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash, and their sister was named Hazalel Poni. Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer was the father of Hashab. These were the descendants of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, and the father of Bethlehem. Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Nara. Nara bore to him Ahuzam, Hefer, Temeni, and Hahashtari. These were the descendants of Nara. The sons of Hela were Zereth, Zohar, Ethnan, and Koz, who was the father of Anub and Zobibah, and of the clans of Ahar, Hel, son of Harum. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called out to the God of Israel, if only you would bless me and enlarge my territory. May your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. And God granted the request of Jabez. Chelub, the brother of Shuha, was the father of Mehir, who was the father of Eshton.
Eshton was the father of Beth Rapha, of Pasea,
and of Tehinna, the father of Ir-Nahash.
These were the men of Rechab,
the sons of Kenaz,
Othniel and Sariah,
the sons of Othniel,
Hathath and Meonothai.
Meonothai was the father of Ophrah, and Sariah was the father of Job, the father of those living in Geharashim, which was given this name because its people were craftsmen.
The sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh,
Iru, Elah, and Nam, the son of Elah.
The sons of Jehalelel,
Zip, Zipatiria, and Azarel.
The sons of Esra,
Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon.
And Mered's wife, Bithia, gave birth to Miriam, Shemai,
and Ishba, the father of Eshtimo.
These were the children of Pharaoh's daughter, Bithia. Mered also took a Judean wife, who gave birth to Jared, the father of Gedor,
Heber, the father of Soko,
and Jekuthiel, the father of Zanor. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Naham, were the fathers of Kalah the Garmite, and of Eshtemo the Markathite.
Amnon, Rinna, Benhanan, and Telon,
the descendants of Ishi,
Soheth and Ben-Soheth,
the father of Lekah,
Lada,
the father of Maresha,
and the clans of the linen workers
at Beth Ashbi,
Jokin,
the men of Kozeba,
and Josh and Sarah,
who ruled in Moab and Jeshubilehem.
These were the potters who lived at Netaim and Gedera. They lived there in the service of the king. The descendants of Simeon,
Nemuel, Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, and Shaul,
Shalom, Mibsam, and Mishma, Hamuel, Zachar, and Shimei.
Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters,
but his brothers did not have many children, so their whole clan did not become as numerous as the sons of Judah. They lived in Beersheba,
Molada,
Hazar Shul,
Bilhah,
Ezem Tola,
Bethuel,
Horma,
Ziklag,
Beth Markaboth,
Hazar Susim, Beth Biri,
and Sharain. These were their cities. Their villages were Etam,
Ein Rimmon, Tochen, and Asher.
Five towns
and all their surrounding villages.
As far as Baal, these were their settlements, and they kept a genealogical record.
Meshobab, Janlex, Joshua, son of Amaziah.
Joel, Jehu, son of Jashibiah.
Elionai, Jacobah,
Jeshohiah,
Asaiah,
Adiel,
Jesimiel,
Benaiah,
and Caesar, son of Shippi.
These men listed by name were the leaders of their clans. Their families increased greatly, and they journeyed to the entrance of Gedor, to the east side of the valley, in search of pasture for their flocks. There they found rich,
good pasture,
and the land was spacious, peaceful and quiet, for some Hamites had lived there formerly. These who were noted by name came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah. They attacked the Hamites and Nunites there in their dwellings, devoting them to destruction even to this day. Then they settled in their place because there was pasture for their flocks. And 500 of these Simeonites, led by Pelatiah,
Neriah, Rephaiah,
the sons of Ishi,
went to Mount Seir
and struck down the remnant
of the Amalekites
who had escaped, and they have lived there to this day.